Osceola County citrus grower Ori Lee was honored at the Citrus Research and Education Center in Lake Alfred Friday. University of Florida researcher Jude Grosser discusses Lee's contributions to the citrus industry.
I've been working on citrus for almost 30 years, and I don't know of any person in the citrus industry that's put more of their heart, soul, mind, and wallet into the benefit of the citrus industry, especially for the future of the industry now that we have this crisis with Huang Longbing. He farms about 250 acres. He's probably got more than half of that tied up with research. And on top of that, he's totally responsible for the St. Helena project, where we've had the two very interesting field days the last couple of years, where we're evaluating, you know, more than 80 rootstocks, many from our own program and others from around the world. He's just one of a kind. He's not just a collaborator, but he's also a researcher in his own right. He helps us design experiments. He finds trees in his grove that are behaving differently, that have potential, and points them out and gives us ideas on what to do with them. And that's led to this whole series of new sweet oranges called the OLL oranges. The first one, number 8's been approved for release, and they're showing better stress tolerance, so they might be part of the solution to greening as well. But they're also just absolutely wonderful juice oranges that are of equivalent or even better quality than in Valencia, if you can imagine that.
Ori is what we call a cooperator. He has worked with several University of Florida scientists over the years, making his grove available for research, correct?
And the USDA as well. In the past, there's been a long list of people: Heinz Wucher, Jack Hearn, Bill Castle, Kim Bowman, Jose Shaparo, and now me. He's worked on a lot of things. We also have plant pathologists over there still trying to solve blight, Neon Wong and Ron Berlansky.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.